Zondervan Audio Pages presents Blood of Heaven by Bill Myers.
You diss me, man.
There was no response.
You disrespect me.
Michael Coleman didn't have to look up to know who was talking. It was Sweeney. Big, bald, tattoos across the back of his head. He'd come onto the row a week ago, and this was his move. Coleman had known a power play was coming. He just hadn't expected it so soon. The eight other men stopped eating and looked in their direction.
Sit down.
Coleman's command came strong. Sweeney shifted slightly. Coleman finally raised his eyes to another inmate sitting across from him. The kid quickly rose and moved out of the way so Sweeney could have his seat. But Sweeney didn't move. Coleman wasn't surprised. His heart pounded, but not in fear. No, this was exhilaration. An exhilaration he would carefully hold in check until the perfect moment. Coleman had several options. Talk it out, which would be read as weakness, or, well, there was really only one other choice. And by the electricity shooting through his body and the razor-sharp focusing of his senses, he knew that there was no time like the present. Sweeney didn't know what hit him. Coleman's frame was off the bench and going at him before the man could move. Coleman barely noticed the guards descending on him, pulling him off, doing their own brand of kicking and beating. He saw Sweeney stagger back to his feet, flashing a newly acquired toothless grin and brandishing a pair of aluminum knuckles. Coleman tried to move, but the guards held him in place as Sweeney came at him. But even as the punches fell and consciousness slipped away, a plan was forming in Coleman's mind. It would take more than this to oust him from power. This was child's play, an excuse for revenge, and revenge would come swiftly. It always did. That was Coleman's...